Another subject in this case is archaism. So archaism is the use of ancient symbols and ancient motifs in much later art. And we see that in actually two different places in this case. So the first place where we see archaism is in the combination of two bronze objects, number one and two, the bronze vessel and a bronze bell, and two jade vases, number three and number four. If you look carefully at the decorations on the bronze vessels, you can make out kind of a mask design. It's known as the animal mask design. You could probably start by on the bell. If you look closely at the bell, you can see two eyes, these sort of raised bumps that if you start looking at it, you can see, okay, those are eyes. And then there's a snout down below and these big curving kind of spirally horns at the top, right? That's the animal mask design. It appears very frequently in art of the period of the Shang Dynasty. This particular one dates to the 14th century BC. Now, and then if we look at number three, this little jade vase, you can see kind of a triangular motif. There's two of them in the front. Those little triangular motifs are images of cicadas. And you know the life cycle of the cicada. It comes out of the ground every 7 years, depending on the particular version. And it became a symbol of rebirth, right? So obviously, you know, kind of has religious significance as well, this idea of rebirth. And you can see that cicada motif on number one. If you look on the sort of spout side, you can see the two eyes of the cicada and the sort of pointed triangular tail of the cicada. So this is a recurring motif in the art. Now, in number three and number four, these are 18th century, you know, AD or CE vessels. Now, did these motifs continue all the way from, you know, 14th century BC all the way up to the 18th century? No, they didn't. They kind of died out. They were revived in the 18th century under the rule of the Manchus, right? The Manchus were a group of people that took over the government of China, became the imperial family in 1644, and they needed to prove that they were legitimate. And one of the ways that the Manchus, who were, you know, not Han Chinese people, the sort of majority ethnicity in China, the Manchus had to prove that they were legitimate, in a sense, by demonstrating that they had mastered all of traditional Chinese symbolism and, in fact, knew Chinese symbolism better than the Chinese folks that they were ruling, right? So by recovering these ancient motifs, it was like saying, you know, we are akin to the great rulers of the mythical rulers of antiquity. So use of these symbols had a very political dimension. Although it's the smallest piece in this case, this may be historically the most important. This is an oracle bone, number 18. Now, these oracle bones were typically the sort of the shells of turtles or the plastrons from cattle, or in this case, a lamb shank. These bones were used in rituals to communicate with the spirit world. What you would do is you would prepare the bone, you'd remove all the meat, you'd dry it, and then you would dig like these little pits on the backside of the bone. Let's imagine it's a tortoise shell. You dig these little pits in there, and then in a ritual context, you'd stick a hot metal poker into that little pit, and this would cause a crack to appear on the other side of the bone. And then the priest, or whoever was running the ritual, would look at those cracks and be able to determine the answer to their question, and they're typically yes-no question. Then, after the ritual was done, the question and the response were written onto the bone, and then it was kept as a kind of record of that communication with the spirit world. This is important because these bones have the earliest examples of systematic writing in China, and these you can see direct connections with the writing system of this period with the writing system still in use today in China. So it's very, very important historically.